How much are you looking forward to next month?
I can't wait. I mean, we've been planning for this for a number of years. The 150th playing of the Open, edition of the Open, is a huge milestone for the Championship, for St Andrews, for Scotland, and, you know, for the entire UK. It's a big, big moment.
And especially a big boost given the challenges of the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously, the Open last year had a significant challenge with the pandemic, and we worked very hard with the UK government to be as part of the event research programme, which allowed us to have a significant crowd, which we managed safely. And we ended up having a very successful championship with, obviously, Colin Morikawa, a great champion golfer of the year. But this year, you know, although we're very conscious of the pandemic still and the fact that it's not completely out the rearview mirror, it's very important that we make sure the public are safe, and we're working with government and public health to make sure that is the case. But we're anticipating to have minimal, as it is in the public at the moment, minimal mitigation. But we've obviously got plans in place should that risk grow at any point.
I've been here a couple of times in recent days. There's obviously a buzz here. There's people taking their photos at the famous part of the golf course as well. Do you anticipate there's a big buzz now already, despite the fact the tournament's weeks away?
Absolutely. I mean, we had 1.3 million ticket applications, which just shows you the buzz and excitement. I think people are very keen to get back to live sport after the pandemic. We have anticipated that we would have a lot of interest, so the ballot was put in place early. And there's a huge anticipation amongst our travelling attendees and also our international broadcasting audience around the world. So everybody's excited.
And talk to us about the significance of this year's Open, because it is the 150th Open.
Yeah.
St Andrews is hosting it. This is the home of golf. The setting couldn't be more perfect, really, could it?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got the most international field in golf coming. The international audience will be significant. You know, we'll have a lot of attendees from all over the world. We'll have a potential audience of around 500 million people from around 90 countries. You know, it's going to be significant, and it's the best golfers in the world from all over the world, open to all, coming to the home of golf. It doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, so the police have been here this morning. They're talking about their project. What advice do you have for visitors coming to St Andrews in the coming weeks?
Yeah, so Project Servitor is all about awareness. You know, our relationship with Police Scotland is extremely important, as it is with any police force we use at any open venue. That relationship is paramount. Both the police and ourselves want to make sure the public feel as safe as possible. And it's a priority for both us and the police. And, you know, what they're really wanting everybody to do is just be aware of their surroundings, make sure they bring anything that's of concern to attention to the right authorities during the time. But, you know, we're working well together, plans are in place, and we're expecting a very safe and secure Open Championship.
And it looks like you're nearly all but ready, given the stands and the setting as well. Do you have much else to do before?
Oh, no, we've got plenty to do, but we're well on schedule. And we're very happy with where we are in the process. And our contractors are working extremely hard. And we'll be ready. And we can't wait to get going.
And finally, the economic boost to this town in particular. I'm sure this is something that locals here and across Fife will welcome, especially given how exciting a year it's already been. I know St Andrews didn't get the city bid, but Dunfermline did. And it's still, I suppose, arguably a Fife success story all round, including for here.
Yeah, and that was great news about Dunfermline. And, you know, St Andrews is the home of golf. It's an extremely important destination for golf, and the Open Championship will deliver a significant economic impact. You know, we're predicting around 200 million mark, so it's a significant economic impact, and it's really pleasing that the town, Scotland, Fife, will all benefit from what is going to be an exciting and brilliant event.
Brilliant. Have a great Open.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Johnny.